Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 2 Mix Number
27.
Yo, welcome to the Halala Show. What's up, everyone?
What's up? That's JC.
That's Rika G, and this is an Axie Infinity podcast. No, I'm just kidding. But welcome to the Halala Show. This is where we talk about everything and anything under the sun, but we do have a little bit of structure to it. Rika G, take it away.
Yes, we do. We start with talking about our lives, what happened during the week. Mm-hmm. And then after that is the TTs.
The TTs are the trending topics, which you can jump straight to if you want to skip our lives and just go to the timestamps listed in the podcast mix description below. But we got a few things. So we're talking Wendy Williams. She said something pretty controversial on her show about a recently deceased TikTok star, something like that. Mm-hmm. We have some pretty cool news about the first ever African-American winner of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. You know the Spelling Bee, like in the U.S., which is it's like the Olympics of Spelling Bee, right? So it's like the main one. So she's pretty incredible because not only is she an Olympic, or not only is she a National Spelling Bee winner now, she's also a world record holder in basketball. So we'll talk about her. She's pretty incredible. And the last thing, speaking of athletes, Sha'Carri Richardson, who is a U.S. athlete who was set to compete in the U.S. for the U.S. team in the Tokyo Olympics for 2021, has been taken off the Olympic team because of a ban that she received for testing positive for marijuana. So those are the TTs that we have for today. And then we have an odd diva that Rika G found, and I think it's pretty cool. It's Pinoy, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all right.
The odd diva is it's about a hoverboard and a world record in Subic. So that's the odd diva, which we'll tell you about later on. All right.
Okay.
Shall we start with where you been? I know you had a big weekend. You had
Weekend. We both had like pretty exciting weekend.
So too. We're on the same. Oh, anyway, go ahead. We're on the same entrepreneurial page, bro.
Okay, so I'm gonna start, right? So
yes, okay. Go.
The past week was a very busy week to the point where I cannot even process what's happening. It seemed like every single day I just did something. I didn't think about it. Just go do it and just like, you know, push through with it, make decisions left and right. And it kind of came together on Saturday. So that was, I was calling it our semi-hard opening. So the thing is, me and my friend, we decided to open like a coffee counter. So this coffee counter actually is more of like, it's a biker friendly, commuter friendly, outdoor friendly coffee counter, which means we don't really have the space like a coffee shop, but lagi ko sinasabi, walang upuan, pero may chismisan. So hey. If I'm there, we could make coffee for you. I'm going to talk your ear off. Kung kailangan mo ng kausap, I'm there for you. We do have a couple of benches that you can sit on, but basically we're trying to get the market of skateboarders, bikers, cyclists, motorcyclists, everybody like, you know, sharing the road, sharing the city, because most of the time, if you are a group, you are welcome to just stand by on the street with us and, you know, buy our coffee. So I'm pretty proud about that. And all the things that I did the past week was for that. We are officially opening hard on Saturday, July 17. And if you aren't on the road, because not a lot of people are on the road anyways, you could definitely have your coffee delivered. Definitely. We're going to post a few stuff on our Instagram soon just to let people know that, yes, we are opening. And if you guys want to follow us, it's called at Dito Sa 1C. That's the Instagram. But our coffee counter really is called 1C Coffee. I don't know. This is like my first ever like big thing, and I'm pretty proud of it. It's pretty risky as well to do this in like in the middle of a pandesal. but right. It was super great because we invited a couple of people last Saturday for the semi-hard opening, right? And a bunch of people came. Like we invited a person who was into motorcycles. Okay. And he invited the rest of his group, like riding group. So they were like, did you see that when you came over? Like
I saw it towards the end. Yeah.
Like the motorcycles lined up and they were revving their engines, and all the cyclists, you know, pulled through. Like literally they came from a long ride, and at the end of the day, they wanted to get coffee. Nice. It was pretty humid and hot and sweaty, but it was all worth it. We got pretty good shots. Super shout out to my friend. Okay. So my longtime college friend, actually. She is so interesting. Her name is Daniel, and I love her to death because she's such an interesting person. She also loves to ride the bike, but at the same time, she's like in the scientific community. But I feel like she's a creative at heart. She loves shooting film. So I hired her to take shots of the day. You know, people drinking coffee, people giving coffee, like shots of, you know, the people riding their bikes and stuff. Yeah. And hopefully we're going to get like really good photos from that day. And I'm really happy that I got her because you know how, you know, we want to get like a different feel for our quote unquote market. You know, we want to tell them that, yes, we are a coffee counter, and this is what you're gonna expect when you come over. You know, there are no walang flowers and like neon lights or mirrors and shit. None of that yet. What you can expect really is to tambay on the bench or on the street, and we could like literally give you like conversation and coffee. And I'm super passionate about it, but that's the thing we were talking about it. I was talking about it with my friends, also in the coffee community. They were saying that, yes, you know what? You could always start something with passion, but always remember that, you know, it doesn't fuel a business. It doesn't fuel, you know, your knowledge. So, alam mo yung, that's the thing eh, kasi nga, I'm a coffee enthusiast and I'm not a barista. I don't know anything about, you know, like the technicalities of it. But they said that if you do have that passion first and foremost, but if you also have the interest and of course, like, masipag ka, you know, to learn about these things, definitely you're in the right track. But yeah, I was talking about it with a friend. I was saying na parang, you know what? I'm pretty optimistic about this move. But I also don't want to seem like I'm naive, na parang it's all just going to be like sunshines and rainbows. Obviously, there will be times that it'll be like super hard, but I'm ready. And you know me. You know me when I get into something. I know I'm sure of it. I am sure of it every step of the way. Like I will not quit in the middle of it. So yeah, I'm pretty proud about that and happy. What else? So yun nga, yung hard opening namin is on ano, is on July 17.
Not the semi chub opening, but the full on hard on.
Full on hard on.
Is when again?
July 17. Yes, July 17. Saturday.
Just search for 1C Coffee on Waze. That then gonna happen. Yes. How do you get that? By the way, how do you add?
Yeah, there's like a. How do you add a location?
Okay, that's
honestly
that's
so like cool. my friend did it for us, so I don't actually know the process, but yeah, definitely hopefully we get, you know, the hearts of the people. And that's the thing, I feel like you can never have too many coffee shops/counters, especially, you know, in our area, because you know they serve different types, and if you know you're into it, then it's kind of like a playground, right?
Yes, indeed.
So what else happened? I feel like something happened. Oh, it was also the Morning Rush anniversary week, and we had
25 years.
I know, 25 years of the Morning Rush. And if you guys don't know, yes, we do work on, we do work as radio DJs on Monster RX 93.1. And I'm on the show called The Morning Rush. And we celebrated our 25 years of the show. DBH, I wasn't there for the first 20 years. I was there for the, for the first 21 years. I was there from year 22 to 25. Okay.
Nice.
But still, we celebrated with me and my co-hosts. And it was such a busy week. Every single day, it was just like work, 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 work. Tapos nasabay pa yung work with 1C. My blood is boiling. It's like, I feel like I'm so alive. Alam mo yun? Like, not a lot of things happened when it comes to RTTs or whatever. But for me, like in my life, feeling ko parang, alam mo yung parang, para akong nagbibisikleta, tuloy-tuloy, go, go, go. Speaking of bisikleta, we did ride our bikes like 2 times this weekend, 6:30 a.m. We went around the city just getting coffee from different coffee shops. Earlier today, we actually went on like a short ride. We visited that one coffee shop in Poblacion. And by the way, Poblacion is kind of like,
How is it now?
It's still there. There's like a, to be honest, I'm not saying it's bad, but to be honest, there was like a, some sort of like a sad vibe. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. It's like anywhere now, pretty much.
Yeah. But that's the thing. We did visit Coffee RT. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And a lot of like people riding their bikes just pass by there, get their coffee and then leave. So it was pretty cool. We also had coffee at Curator again. We went around Poblacion. We just biked around. So it was pretty fun. But the day before we went around Eastwood City. That was a shorter ride and sobrang kinabahan ako because one of the people with us riding our bikes, medyo sumemp lang siya, onti lang. Okay? But she's fine. She's great. Dust yourself off, pick yourself up, and then go. But yung nakatakot doon, may kasabay siyang sumemp lang / nagkabanggaan ng motorcycles naman on the road. So it was like such a chaos that moment. But after that, we were fine. After that, we were fine. And then what else? Yeah, basically that's it. Oh, we actually, me and my co-host for the Morning Rush, we had brunch at Almusal Cafe. If you guys know the pop-up in Katipunan, isn't that a party place? But when I went in, there was like this cute, quaint coffee shop that people, like families actually go there. And
how is the
really
pop-up
nice
Katipunan right now, by the way?
It's pretty empty. There's like a couple of shops open. There's a plant shop that sells like sage and plants and like, you know, stuff for your house. In front of that was Almusal Cafe. I found that on TikTok, I believe. And people were like raving about it. So we finally tried it. I love the food. The food is very, what do you call that? Like, medyo fancy Pinoy. I wanna say, you know, there's like salad
artisan.
And
I don't know.
Parang ganon, parang there's like salad and oh, we try the quesong puti sandwich.
Oh, damn. Like the one I love quesong puti.
I don't know if you're that type of person, like a sweet and savory, but I love how they prepare their quesong puti sandwich because it had jam in it. Jam, quesong puti, and then sourdough bread. It was amazing. One of somebody with us, actually, they didn't like the whole, you know, the whole, what do you call that, combination, but I loved it. I am in love with like jam because it makes sense. Jam and cheese. Don't you eat that in like a charcuterie board?
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. Sorry if I butchered it. Is that mean? I'm so sorry. I wasn't being mean. I was ginagaya ko lang sa
TikTok.
Right? But anyway, I love that combination. You guys should really try it. There's what else? Yeah, there you go. That was really my week in a nutshell. Aside from something that I cannot say here, but okay. JC knows.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I know. But hopefully you like our coffee and the vibe.
It was good.
Did you like the vibe? The whole vibe?
I liked it.
The vibe that you were expecting.
Because the market, I'll be honest. When I got there, I didn't know what I was expecting. I was like, wait, where is it? I was like, where is it, bro? Because there's no sign. Well, I don't know if you're going to put signage or whatever up, but I like the concept that it's literally like a hole in the wall restaurant, but a hole in the wall coffee counter.
Rather than a restaurant. Exactly.
And I like the kind of the exclusivity of it. All in the way that it's going to be known to a certain niche of people
at first.
And I think that's going to benefit you too, like you guys as well, because you know how there's kind of like, oi, have you heard of this place? It becomes like a cool spot. You know what I mean? It's like, it's cool. It's cool that you even know about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, the coffee was really good. I really like, it's cool. And I think, like, because I'm going to get into biking as well this month, right? That was my promise to you as well. So as someone who wants to kind of get into that whole, you know, biking to different spots, it's going to be a cool spot for a lot of bikers, I think. Like you mentioned, a bunch of bikers pass through. And I think it's just going to be word of mouth. And it's something that I think everyone who is in the Capitolio area should check out once it opens.
I know. I'm excited, you guys. This is something else. Oh, my God.
And you know, since I'm sure you've been thinking about it like the whole week, right? Especially because it's a business and whatever. So all right, are you done? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you.
Yes, off. Finn, go ahead. Go ahead.
I talked about it on my. Okay, I'm not going to delve too much into it.
You should.
I talked about it on my solo podcast. It's super in detail, but I have been on the Axie Infinity grind. Yeah. Axie Infinity, it's a crypto. Oh my God, here it is. Cryptocurrency.
Okay.
It's a cryptocurrency-based game where when you play the game, you actually earn in-game tokens, which have real-world cash value. So I've heard of this game. I've known about it for a few months already, but I was skeptical because I don't know anything about crypto. Actually, until now, my crypto knowledge is not that great, which might be like, oh, why are you doing this? But I've been studying the game, and I've actually started playing it, and I finally this week put money into it to start playing. And to me, the money seems really, really good.
Okay.
To the point where you know how you that saying that you do that you also live by, right? Like if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it seems too good to be true. I'm serious. But it's legitimate so far. So until I have lost money or I have been scammed, I am on board with this. I am fully on board with this Axie Infinity shit. So now what I'm looking into, speaking of business and entrepreneurship, is I'm looking to expand to put a little bit more. Well, a little bit it might be. Well, I'm not going to tell you how much I put in, right? Rika knows.
Okay.
But okay. I'm going to put in a good amount of money so that I can build more in the game. You have teams, right? But the thing is, there's an obstacle for, let's say, for you as a investor, is that you can't play more than one team at a time because you can only have one account. So how do you get past this? You can loan out other teams to other players. You can buy teams, but then loan them out to other players, which are then called scholars. Or in a way, workers for you,
right?
And then they will earn for you in the game, and you take a percentage. It's kind of like it's like an incentives based job.
So they have a cut.
Yeah. The usual cut is like 60-40. Some do 70-30, where 70 or 60 or 50 goes to the scholar. 50%.
Oh, the bigger chunk.
The bigger half. Yeah, the bigger half. Then, because it'll only be worth their time if they do it. And I'm telling you right now, I'm like, as of this recording, because it is based in crypto, which means that the prices will always fluctuate, whatever. But so far, in three days, I have made 9,000 pesos.
What? Okay.
9,000. So average 3,000 pesos a day.
Okay.
Which is pretty crazy because I wouldn't have earned that if I didn't invest in this. You know what I mean? Like if I didn't invest at all, this past week, that money that I put in already would have just sat in the bank and not earned me 9,000 pesos.
Okay. Okay.
So that's why I'm saying that. Why is it? It feels so good. Feels too good to be true. What is the catch? And the thing is, the only thing that I don't see any catch except for the potential volatility of the price of crypto, the crypto that the game is run on. But other than that, I don't see anything. I think everything is safe and secured because crypto, even though it might be unknown to a lot of people, and you know, it is really a very secure, they have a lot of safety precautions. Like even me trying to put crypto into my crypto wallet, I have to get an email verification. I have to get a text verification, and I have a Google authentication before I can do any transaction. So it is safe in that regard. So
that's just, okay.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, I know a lot of the people listening now are probably going to be like, you know, might be actually interested. Some might be interested. Some might be like, that's a scam, which is okay. I get it. You know, I understand. I was skeptical too. So just to kind of end it on this part is what I would recommend if this conversation even piques your interest a little bit, first of all, listen to Broad Fitz. Shout out to Broad Fitz. By the way, we guessed it on his podcast. Well, we recorded. I don't know when he's going to release it. Maybe next week or 2 weeks from now. So the 80%, his most recent episode as of this recording on July 11, 2021 is about Axie Infinity. And there he has on, I listened to it finally. He's got two guests who are full-time gamers, not just for Axie Infinity, but they, you know, they're like a gaming family and they vouch for it and they explain to it and they will explain it to you in better detail than I did on my solo podcast. Cause I'm talking like, I don't know. I'm just getting into it. They're talking as if they've done it for a while and they're doing it. Already.
I mean, like, can you imagine? I mean, like, people listening on your podcast, they don't know about it. Kind of gives them, like, more confidence to try it out. Because if you can do it, I'm sure if they just put in the time and the effort,
there's a lot of money. It's a lot of me cursing and a lot of me saying, "What the fuck am I doing?" But a lot of me also saying, "I believe in it." So if you want to give that, that go listen to Broad Fitz. That's the first thing I would recommend. But then the second thing, just to see how popular this game is specifically here in the Philippines, because it's not only for Filipinos, huh?
Okay.
You can play this game abroad. But I would say, I'm just guesstimating, the population of the game is made up of probably 80 to 90% Pinoys because of that scholarship program, the one I mentioned, where you can hire people to work for you because the earning potential, because Dubai said I made 3,000 pesos in a day, but let's say conservatively you make 2,000 pesos or 1,500. Even at a 60% cut, that's 900 pesos a day for the worker.
Yeah.
Which is, you
which
know,
is what a couple time, of hours playing? Which is
4,500 pesos a week. So 18,000 pesos a month. But that's very conservative. But there's a lot of people out there where 18,000 pesos a month is a life-changing amount.
Yeah.
For Pinoys here, because we are a third world country. So minimum wage is probably just a little bit below, a little bit above maybe what, 600? I don't know what it is now. But you're basically making minimum wage, more than minimum wage, for playing 3 to 4 hours a day on your phone or on your computer. That's why it's so popular. So if you go on YouTube and search Axie Infinity, 80 or 90% of the content creators are Pinoy. If you go on the comment section of all of these videos, you will see 80% of the comments saying, "Hello po, sir, ma'am, would love to apply as a scholar," or "Looking for a scholar po, willing to apply, willing to play for blank blank amount of hours." There is a demand for it. And I think right now, this month, July of 2021, if you haven't got into it, I think you should highly consider it. Whether you get in as a scholar or you get in as an owner, a manager, you buy your own squad of Axies, I think it's worth looking into. But once again, this is not financial advice. this is just me as someone who is trying to kind of find an opportunity in life. A good opportunity. Yeah, so it's Axie. AXIE Infinity. Just search it, you'll find it. Okay, anyway, what were you going to say?
I'm super excited for you, dude.
Me too, man. I am.
I can hear it in your voice, dude. Right.
I know, man. Of course, be willing. If it is a risk. Any investment is a risk. So, of course, my number one suggestion is don't part with any money you wouldn't be comfortable losing. Even if it hurts a lot, if you think you can handle the loss, then you can maybe go for it. Me, I'm going to put in a good amount, a pretty big amount. One that would really, really hurt if it lost, but I will survive after, right? You can't, but don't put money where if you put it in and you lose it, you literally cannot survive. You cannot buy food. You cannot live. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I did. I mean, tracing back to Rika's, where you've been, after 1C, I went to Kanto Freestyle. Had Kanto Freestyle. It's been a while since I had that. I watched Black Widow, BTW. I thought it was pretty good. Pretty good. Oh, you can watch it on Disney Plus with NordVPN.
Check it.
But yeah, I'm trying to think what else I did this week. Nothing really stands out to me, man, because it has literally been Axie Infinity on my mind. Yeah. 24/7, and I'm sure that's what you were thinking too. Like this whole week, your 1C coffee, like it's really I think we're the same, right? Once we get invested in something, that's literally all we can think about. It's everything that's been on my mind. I do numbers, I crunch numbers. I'm always on my calculator is probably my most used app.
I know. Right now, saw each other. The first thing you showed me is your calculator.
Exactly.
We saw each other for the first time in like a month, dude. And that's already we decided to talk about. No, but it's fine because I'm really excited for you. And I was telling JC before hitting record. Now, I mean, like, I'm glad that you have that kind of discipline because I know that once you hit that goal, I mean, you're smart about your money. That's why, you know, I have, you know, full trust in you. It's just that obviously there will be other people out there who will be like, once they get a hold of that amount of money, they'll be like, no, you know what? I can make more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited for you, dude. Right.
Yeah.
This is something that I cannot fully understand. I did try to watch a couple of videos online, but dude, I feel like you need to really do your research.
I don't blame you because I know it might sound like it's counterproductive, but I'm not even fully 100% fully aware of everything that's happening right now. Like
in terms
of the game structure. But so far, my basic understanding, like the fundamentals of it, it seems sound. So, in the future mixes, you never know. I might be looking for scholars. I already have. I have one official scholar who's already doing it for me. And then I have two who are lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be looking for maybe 5 to 6 more.
Okay.
Think about that to anyone listening.
Are you ready?
If you're interested and you're thinking, oh, playing on my phone for 3 hours a day, I could make 1,000 pesos just playing while I'm doing something at home. Look up Axie Infinity on YouTube. Do your research. Do your due diligence. And you never know. Maybe I could get you in the future.
Are you ready? Is your inbox ready?
Yeah. So I'm just going to end it at that, Finn, because there's really nothing else that stood out. I'm trying to think if I watched anything with impact.
Think that we had time.
Think so either. Like I fell asleep halfway through Black Widow at first because I was kind of tired and then I woke up and finished it. But really nothing else. So Finn, let's do some TTs.
Finn.
All right. Wapow. Do you want to do the Wendy Williams ones first? I don't really know much about it. I'm reading an article.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Wendy Williams, so she has her own TV show, talk show. And she talked about this one TikToker, and she actually started talking about this, I don't have the article. Can you read the name of?
Yeah, I'll find it. Okay. I'll find it in a bit.
Okay. So anyway, so she talked about, I'm guessing like a creator on TikTok, and started with comparing how much Instagram followers he had compared to hers, you know, got people laughing and like judging the person, and then went on with saying that he was actually murdered, that, you know, this 19-year-old boy, you know, is passed already, which, you know, it did not sit well with a lot of people, obviously, because first of all, it did seem mean, you know, to actually take that angle, you know, comparing Instagram followers and, you know, getting people to laugh. Mm-hmm. And then after that, saying that he actually died, it was cruel and mean. And people are saying that you have to remember that behind all of these numbers, there is an actual person. I mean, imagine the family seeing that video that of segment. You talking yeah. about their son like that, like all their lives, all they wanted to talk about was, you know, Instagram followers and stuff. Like, they're not an actual human being, right? So it did, yeah, yun nga. So it drew a lot of flack from people. And I kind of agree with people. It's like, it's honestly, to be honest, at this point, I am so over the Wendy Williams show. I know, I mean, I have a couple of, I'm sorry, but I have a couple of friends who are like, sometimes that's where they get the quote unquote tea. But at this point, it's not tea anymore. It's not entertainment. It's more like, you know, it's showing how probably like miserable she is or something. I know that she did go through a lot of crap in her life, you know, but that doesn't mean that you can take it out on these people like that.
I agree. Right? The name of the influencer, by the way, is Matima Miller. Matima,
there we go.
Miller. And yeah, millions of followers on TikTok. But one of the quotes, just to kind of give you it, because we didn't read anything that she said. But one of the quotes during that segment, according to this article, was, "I have no idea who this person is, and neither does one person in this building." So in a way, throwing shade at Matima Miller, because I mean, it would be an okay joke if it was like, if he didn't die, like it, I mean, it's a valid comedic joke. It has comedic value in it, but to lead off with a humorous segment and then all of a sudden reveal, oh, by the way, he got murdered, is pretty dark.
It's dark, it's cruel. And I don't know, like if I were like, let's say, you know how sometimes when you're part of the crowd and then, you know, you hear people laughing, you laugh, right? With a whole audience. I feel like if I were part of the audience, I would feel so bad after. I would literally like hide under a rock. Don't talk to me. I regret everything that I did, because hello, right? I mean, that was just so distasteful.
True.
And not just that, mean and just, yeah. I think it was the way to go.
In a way, it was a way to kind of, you know how some people, when they see someone who maybe has more followers than them, more clout than them, they kind of like to, shit on them.
Yeah.
It's a human emotion. And that was on full blast on national TV, which is kind of awful, right? Like,
yeah,
it's her ego was bruised probably. Like, who? Because I don't know who I know who Wendy Williams is. I don't know who this Matima Miller guy is, the TikTok star who got murdered. But I would imagine that for me, if I was Wendy Williams, like something that might have gone through her head was, you know, why are so many people caring about this kid? Like, I'm more famous than them. Or something like
that. Exactly. It's like, what was going TikTok through?
Numbers, so weird.
I know. What was going through her head? Doesn't she have? I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's an ego thing, I think.
I know. The frustration that I have. I mean, diba? Parang, wow. Is this, I don't know, like, are people really doing this just to get the clout? Just to, you know, just so you can be talked about? Because remember, I always go back to that one thing that Shane Dawson said before in one of her YouTube videos, that he did deliberately do all of those like racist jokes, those uncomfortable jokes before, so that he could be talked about. But now he's, you know, now he's like being apologetic about it. But is that really the way to go? Will that last? Nope. Right? And will it age? will it age gracefully? I don't think so, dude. Internet is forever. It's like a sex freaking tape.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah. But yes, rest in peace to Matima Miller.
Miller.
That's the name, yes. Right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And don't compare social media numbers.
I know. Don't be like Wendy Williams, dude.
Yeah. All right. What, pal?
What, pal?
All right. Let's talk about the Scripps National Spelling Bee champion for 2021. Her name is Zyla Avant-Garde. Mm-hmm. First of all, cool name, Zyla Avant-Garde. She is the first African-American winner to win the whole spelling bee. But here's the coolest thing about besides her being a spelling bee champ, she is also a basketball savant. You can go on YouTube and look her up.
Dude.
She has dribbled, like her dribbling game is, oh my God, it is insane. It is so nuts. Like she can control like five or six ball, like juggling them like while dribbling. She can do it on a unicycle.
What?
She's dribbling balls on a unicycle, bro.
What? Yeah. That's talent. The talent that we don't have.
Yeah. And she is at 14 years old, a 3-time Guinness World Record holder.
For spelling?
Yeah. Or for dribbling? No. For dribbling.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It is
at 14? What were you doing at 14?
She has the follow. I don't know. These are the following records she has, by the way. Most balls juggled in 1 minute with four basketballs. So it's not only four basketballs, but most balls juggled with four basketballs in one minute. Most dribbles in 30 seconds with four basketballs. And most basketballs dribbled by one person simultaneously, which is six.
I believe the next record that she needs to break is the most balls dribbled while spelling.
Well, dude, there we go.
Guinness, make it happen, dude.
She is amazing, man.
Okay. In lieu of this report, I would like for you to spell a few words for me. Are you ready, JC?
I'm ready.
Please spell auditorium.
A-U-D-I-T-O-R-I-U-M.
Yes, that's correct. Ding, ding, ding. Next. Dependence.
Oh, shit. Dependence?
Yeah.
Or dependence?
Dependence.
Can I get the origin of the word, please? dependence, D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-C-E, if it's dependence. And then if it's dependence, it's E-N-T-S at the end. Dependence.
That's so extra, but yes, you're correct.
Thank you.
Okay, last
are
two.
Are you picking random words, or are these words you have trouble with?
I have, no.
Well, I'm wondering, no, because there's some words that I have. I have some words spelling several words. I don't know.
I have to think about it first when I spell Tuesday. I literally cannot remember the spelling of Tuesday. Like, is it E-U or U-E? I don't know.
You know that rule, the I before E except after.
Yes, receipt and receive.
Receive.
I before E except after C. So it's R-C-E-I?
Anong R-C-E-I? Receive.
Wait lang, kasi sabi mo, I after E, ayaw nga. So R-C-I-E-V. Okay, sorry.
I don't even know, TBH.
Next.
That's the last word.
Last two. Bewilderment.
Bewilderment.
No!
Right? Indeed, that? Okay,
yes,
it is.
Okay, it is. Okay. Last one.
Okay.
Hideous.
H-I-D-E-O-U-S.
Wow! Ding, 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 ding. Correct!
Yeah. I'm trying to kind of figure out, like, the ones that, if I remember, I'll tell you which ones I always misspell. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it happens a lot. Like if you type it into Word, di ba may mga red lines sa ilalim ng especially pag kung double letter or whatever. Like, I don't know if it's double letter.
Occupancy, 2 C's, 2 P's, right?
Yun nga, I think it's just 1 P. I know double C for sure.
Double C.
Isang P lang.
Boom, puta.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. Pero dati Philippines, dina double I ko isang P lang.
Double I? Where? Like,
double L.
Ah, double L. Sorry. Kasi Philippines.
Kasi Philippines, diba? So, iniisip ko, Phil tapos Philippines. Yeah. Pero it's Philippines. Tapos double P.
Double P.
Weird. Yeah. Diba, weird, diba?
Always
weird.
With an S. Always with an S. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
By the way, with Zyla winning, she also, I didn't know that there was a cash prize, but $50,000. So that's you know, pang aksi, diba? So.
Gago. May college pa siya, diba?
True.
He has high school and college. Yeah.
And it's given her a good platform as a student athlete, because I didn't know about her until the spelling bee, but I think it's given her value stock, or it's made her value or stock as an athlete go up in the eyes of maybe like potential college coaches that want to scout her. So congratulations to Zyla, avant-garde, cool name, great accomplishments, and damn, man. We'll probably hear more from her like in the next 20 the years. Future. We're gonna hear and see her. For sure.
Exactly. Do you think that it matters? I feel like it contributes to the success of a kid when you name them something like avant-garde, right? I mean, like when you name somebody like Zeus or like Thunder, I feel like they need to, or eventually they will lead a very interesting life because of their name. It could be, right?
Yeah. Maybe. That's why I want to name my kid, if I ever have a kid, I want to name him Atlas.
Atlas, that is cool, dude.
Because Atlas is the god that holds the world on his back, right? Or holds the world.
Yeah.
That's such a cool, you want to name your kid someone who can carry the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Right,
that's so cool.
Because you know what? You know what? It's either you name them something cool or name them something stupid to the point that it'll make them so interesting. It'll open doors for them. Like imagine a 12-year-old kid named Coaster.
Coaster. Or like Hiccup
Slipper.
From How to Train Your Dragon.
See? It's Helmet. Cool,
Helmet. You're hired. You're hired, Helmet.
Is there a Mr. Helmet Garcia?
Oh, diba? Diba? Hiccup Tevez. Oh. Hiccup Tevez. Diba? Cool, man. Like, that's just like, you can be literally be a TV star just based off your name.
Exactly. Like, this is the reason why we can never be together and have a kid. Because we're going to name our kids Helmet and Hiccup. No.
Letter H, man. Cool news from Zyla Avant-Garde. Congratulations. All right, Wapow. The last TT that we have is from this one regarding Olympic athlete, or I guess now former Olympic athlete, Shari Kari Richardson. Okay, sorry, not former Olympic athlete. What do you call it? Not potential. Olympic hopeful. She was
deferred?
Hoping to be. No, hopeful. So she was
She
was set to run in the Olympics for the 100-meter dash. She was actually a favorite to win the gold medal. However, last week she was suspended for 1 month due to her testing positive for marijuana. She took marijuana sometime this past month, and then she tested positive for it. And because of the rules of the USADA, or the US Anti-Doping Agency, it's not allowed. So she had to take a ban, which means that she can no longer compete in the Tokyo Olympics, which is set to happen very soon.
Mm.
And there has been a lot of rally and call online, mostly from her fellow athletes and a lot of just people in the media are saying, you know, let her run. There's actually a petition that is almost reached its X amount of signatures saying, let Shakari Richardson run. And it brought up a lot of issues. Is marijuana, because it's not really performance enhancing, is she being too harshly penalized? Should she be able to run? And also, there was the ruling, or not the ruling, the reason that she took it apparently, according to the reports, was that because her mother recently passed. So she was using it as a sort of, you know, a way to cope with the loss of her mom, which I can understand because the effects of marijuana are calming and soothing and relaxing. And I could see it being used as a way to deal with pain, like emotional pain.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when can you make the argument that rules are a rule? Should she be able to still compete this, you know, with all this support behind her from athletes and whatever? Do you think she should still be able to compete? Because in reality, she did break the rules. And she, as an athlete who is part of that agency or is under or governed under the USADA, for example, should have or must have known those rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what
it's
do you think?
It's very tricky. It's very tricky because I'm sure the governing body is also concerned about all the other athletes before her. You know, let's say as maybe not as high profile as this one, you know, who had to take a step back from competing because, you know, this because apparently there was a chemical that was found in her test, right? That's found in marijuana. Like, let's say, yun nga, previous athletes also tested positive for that and they had to defer from, you know, competing for their sport. So, you know, speaking about fairness, that just, it makes sense. It makes sense that this is their decision.
Mm.
It's just that her case is very high profile. And that's the thing, we were talking about it, you know, like, okay, fine. There will be another Olympics, obviously, in the next 4 years, but your body won't be the same. You won't be the same athlete. And the thing is, she's ready now. She's ready now. And that's also, there's that factor that what if she wins medals now? Right? With the performance that she has. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it doesn't really enhance her performance, right? Yes. People are actually saying that on the contrary, it actually could make you a little slower. But yeah, it's just very tricky. You know, obviously, like, because I'm thinking as an athlete, obviously not in that level of, you know, competition. As an athlete, it's whenever you do break the rules, you kind of have to just, I don't know, lulunukin mo na lang. You know, there are a bunch of rules in every sport. Like, let's say for me, I didn't touch the timer pad properly and I had to touch it kahit na my feet are on the floor already in swimming. Well, those are the rules. Eh? I mean, the timer pad, you didn't touch it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, parang may pagka, I don't know. That's just my two cents. I actually don't know the whole technicality of it, especially if it's if she's on her way to the Olympics. You know, that's such a big, like, the stakes are super high right now. And I don't want to be harsh by saying, no, what she did is bad or whatever. And especially the reasoning behind all of this is, you know, her mother passing. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's always nice to have a discourse about this because, like you said, maybe in the future, the whole governing body could actually make a change.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's not performance enhancing. I mean, it, but it is an, I guess, an antiquated, spell antiquated. I'm just kidding. It's an antiquated, it's an antiquated policy. Because as of now, as it says even here in this article, in the U.S., it's marijuana is legal in 19 states.
Yeah.
And around the world, it's legal in at least 35 countries around the world. So it's something that's kind of being opened up to, you know, it's legal in some places. So it's not like a dangerous drug per se. I mean, it depends on how you view it. But it's legal enough, or it's not dangerous enough to be legal. Right? I mean, smoking is legal. But that shit is bad for you, right? So is it the worst thing ever if they were to change their policies on marijuana and allow it? I think it would be beneficial. It would just, you know, I don't think they have anything to lose by allowing marijuana as a, let's say, a non-blacklisted drug. And also, just to clarify, pala, she received a 30-day ban. But she was set to also run in the 4x4 relay. which actually takes place after the 30-day ban. However, because of the whole initial ban, she was left off the Olympic roster. So her teammates are lobbying for her to run still because it's already passed the 30-day ban once the event happens. But since she was left off the roster, they're still trying to see if it's possible. But yeah, that's the whole story with Sha'Carri Richardson. So final thoughts on that, Rika G? Or I think you already kind of gave your final thoughts on that. But yeah, I hope they let her. I mean, it'd be cool. I want her to run, but if they don't, I won't be mad because I understand it was against the rules. But down the line, I hope that they are more lenient, or at least they allow it in the future. That's just my final say on that.
If I were Sha'Carri, I would be super mad.
I know. You train like for Olympic athletes. You train your whole life.
Your whole life, dude.
Yeah.
It's not something to be taken lightly.
Yeah, and not everyone is like a Michael Phelps who's competed in, what, 4 Olympics? Like, not everyone can do that. I mean, I don't know Sha'Carri Richardson. I'm sure she can probably maybe even still make the next Olympics. She looks young, and I don't know how old she is, but, you know, athletes don't really kind of regress until they're past a certain age. I think she can still make the next one.
But Roger Federer is still jumping.
I mean, Roger Federer.
Still a gazelle.
And Roger Federer, man, like, he's fit, right? But he doesn't look like he's not super ripped.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly.
He looks like a dad.
And I think that like contributes.
I'm serious. You mean,
for a lot of people, he's actually daddy.
Oh yeah, true. True that.
Right?
Yeah. Sorry, but if you didn't know Roger Federer and then you just saw him in the streets, he just looked like a regular, I mean, he's probably tall, but he just looked like a regular guy.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I mean, he's way more fit than me, but he looks like a regular guy. He's not overwhelmingly batak. He's not, I'm sure, you know, like he's got all the strength and everything and whatever, but just go on Google and type in Roger Federer, like, body.
Maybe at Maybe at one point he was, you know, it just didn't show because of all those like loose tennis shirts.
I mean, he has abs and stuff, but it's not like super like intimidating. You know what I mean? Some athletes, you're like, damn, this guy has like muscles on muscles on muscles.
But you know, I think that really contributes to not just his whole, you know, him being an athlete, but his whole career. You know, he's the spokesperson for luxury brands and, you know, because I feel like that contributes to him being a good athlete and an endorser because he's not intimidating like that. He wears like a Rolex or Omega.
I don't know. One of those.
Anyway, he wears like a luxury watch. He's not, you know, you don't put him in a box. He's more of like a, di ba nga tawag sa kanya? Tawag nga ba sa kanya? Citizen of the world or parang ganon. Apparently, he's always like in Dubai or something. Parang ganon.
Because he's rich as fuck.
Dude. Can you imagine, like, you live in another country, but then you also have, like, a house in, like, let's say, Germany, and it's just sitting there. It's just sitting there.
Yeah, man.
Not living there. Dude.
I'm sure he has one in Switzerland, or what? He's Swiss, right?
In Switzerland.
I mean, he's got one probably in, like, L.A. and one in, like, New York, I'm sure.
Right.
And, of course, he has Wimbledon, so he probably has one in England. He probably has one like, in France for the French Open.
Dude, that Nike and now Uniqlo money, dude, overflowing.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
So, Wapow?
Wapow!
Wapow. Just a reminder, do you want to do commercials or you want to just kind of just sit?
Sure.
Okay, let's do a commercials. Go ahead.
I know.
It's time to do some.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. We're talking NordVPN. Thank you to NordVPN for supporting this podcast. Of course, also partnered with Podcast Network Asia. Shout out to PNA.
Yeah.
We've talked about it for a few weeks now, but we are partnered with NordVPN, which is a VPN that you can use on your computer. You can use it on your phone. I don't know if we've made that like a clear distinction. You can sign up for an account and then use that account across your phone, on your, basically on all your devices that, that support NordVPN.
And diba ano, you can sign up for six devices.
Yes.
Am I right? Yeah, you can log on into six devices. And it's an amazing promo right now. So you get like 73% off of the 2-year plan plus 4 months free. And if you check their website, actually, so it's an ongoing promo, but on the website, they have 3 months free. But if you use our code, which is HALOHALO, you get 4 months free.
Indeed. And the like the money that it's going to cost, like if you get the 2-year deal, which gives you the 4-year plan.
Whip out your calculator, man.
Yeah, it is. It comes out to around, in terms of US dollars, around $3 a month, right? Maybe $3.20, which is 160-ish pesos, which is a great price to pay for a secured browsing. Mm-hmm. B, even sometimes it can make your browsing faster. C, you get an entire world literally of internet on you. Like you can, and I've been saying, this is my biggest sell for this. You can go on other countries' Netflix catalog.
Yeah.
And watch their shows. For 150 pesos, I think it's worth it. I think you should get a 2-year plan. And the great thing is NordVPN also offers a money back guarantee. I think for like the first month, if you don't like it, if you're not feeling it, or if you think you're not going to make use of it, you can cancel it.
Yep.
All right. So that's it. Get your NordVPN. Remember, code HALOHALO, or you can click on the link that's in this podcast mix below. But that does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. All right. As we move on, we're doing our last thing. Then Odd Diba. This one, a cool world-breaking Odd Diba that Rika G found.
I know.
It's a another world records. We talked about world records earlier.
Yes. And another person who's multi-talented.
Indeed.
By the way.
All right. So tell us about it.
So there's this Filipino who flew over Subic in a hoverboard. And okay, so we were thinking, okay, wait, what does it look like? If you guys search for the article, it basically looks like an enlarged drone. Yeah. So it has like those propellers on each side. And then, so the his name is Kix Menjola, and he's actually... he flew the drone, and then he's also a professional hip hop dancer.
See, that's what I'm saying. With a name like Kix, you have to be a professional dancer.
You have to be a professional dancer.
I mean, what else can you do with a name like Kix? And it's spelled KYXZ,
dude. Just to let you guys know that they flew. What is that? They flew the hoverboard 2.89 kilometers at a height of 30 feet. And they said that they weren't expecting that they could actually fly it that long. Their goal was only 2.5 kilometers and they did 2.89 in 7 minutes and 22 seconds. That was the whole flight time.
Yeah, this was at the SBMA Freeport Zone in Subic. And there's the official record, current world record, is 2.2 kilometers. And although he did get to 2.89, it still hasn't been verified or whatever yet. So it's not officially a world record, but it was a world record attempt. I'm sure he's going to get it, right?
I think they have enough video
proof. I don't know if the Guinness representative has to actually be there. But in my eyes, he's the world record holder, right?
Would you try it?
No. Have you seen that thing? That thing is a fucking death trap, bro.
It seems cool.
The thing that I'm curious about now is, do you think this is the potential future of travel? Because you have to watch the video to believe it. I mean, you've probably seen it. I've never seen one go that far. Obviously, it's the farthest that anyone's gone now on a hover. But it is, you're surfing on a drone. In the sky.
I could imagine this as an attraction, like beach in like surf towns and shit, for island hopping. You know, you have the option of taking the boat. You could have the option of taking this hoverboard. But that's a thing because you have to control it. So
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be enjoyable for me because I'd be too stressed out. If it were controlled by another person, I feel like I would be down. But if it were me, damn, I think that's hard. I think it's definitely harder than, you know, driving a car.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think so as well. I mean, just because right now it seems like there's so much, because if you look at him riding it, right, it's a big machine. Mm-hmm. Like that thing could crash. That thing could, you know, blow up. I don't know.
But that's the thing. You're in water. So when you do crash, you're going to hit the water.
There you go. I guess so. I can't swim that well. So I think that what I have been interested in, or at least curious about, you know how Amazon, I don't know if that was that an April Fool's thing? I don't think it was. But there was like a thing where the drones will deliver your shit for you down in the future. Like that is the future of delivery where they will have these little drones that kind of look like the one in this world record video, record breaking video, but smaller. And they carry your stuff to your
Wall-E
door.
Is the future.
Exactly.
Wall-E.
Fucking okay. Wall-E, man.
And oh, yeah, I'm,
Eve. Eva. I hate that. I tell you, I hate Wall-E.
I know.
Right?
I know.
I hate Wall-E. I hate Brave. I hate Bing Bong from Inside Out, but I do like the movie Inside Out. I hate Bing Bong.
TBH, I also don't like Wall-E. I found it boring the first time I watched it.
It was so boring. That movie is so fucking boring, bro.
I know.
I don't care if it, you know, I get the whole save the earth message. It's cool. But that movie is boring.
I feel like it could have been a short. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the movie that's before an actual movie. Yeah.
It could have been a 20-minute. No, it could have even been like, it could have been like a 25-minute, you know, episode, mini movie or short film. You know, could have been a short film. But because it has no, it doesn't talk. He says Wall-E the whole time. It's like the minion.
And even the humans, right? Even the humans, they didn't have like a lot of lines, right?
Like the Minions movie, I can't watch that more than once because the main characters say banana the whole movie. I can't enjoy it.
No, but you did watch the Despicable Me, right?
Yeah, I watched Despicable Me.
Right.
Because of Gru and Agnes and them, yeah.
But did you like Megamind? I love Megamind.
I've talked about this. Megamind is probably the most underrated.
Exactly, it's so funny.
Animated movie, and it's one of the funniest movies. Not just anime; it's one of the funniest movies I've seen ever. It's so funny.
It is
such a good movie.
You know what I also like? I know, I don't know if it has like a cult following or whatever. Hotel Transylvania. I like the franchise, dude. I think it's and plus it, you know, it's like parang siyang juxtaposition ng the real life that we have and then the monsters.
Yeah.
I love it. And then they use like really cool music too for the OSD.
I will say though, the recent animated Addams Family movie, that movie is trash.
I did not
even
watch
it. That movie sucks.
I'm all for the OG one.
Yeah, the OG one is good. You see Christina Ricci and Christopher Lloyd in them. But yeah. That's the podcast for today. Thank you for listening. We have it uploaded early because we're actually recording on a Sunday evening.
Yep.
But happy new week to everyone out there. Anything else you want to say? Do you want to shout out to people?
Stay on the grind, everybody.
Stay on the grind.
Okay, so on Instagram, let's shout out some people who probably followed us. We've been MIA online lately because we've been so busy with our work. But we will never miss an episode. We'll never miss a recording for you guys. So please, if you can, word of mouth, tell your friends, family members to just listen to one episode. And hopefully they like it and listen to the whole thing, right?
I'm going to go to the scholar pages of Facebook and say, maghanap na, we need scholars. Makinig kayo sa halalish. I bet you our listens will jump, bro. Yes.
Please do that. Please. I encourage you. Okay. So shout out to Sean, Joshua Sean, Bien Rezota and the Pierce Project, each.jpg, Aribato and Roel the Thristan, Benedict Gamban, Alyssa Morel, and
yeah, I think that's it.
That's it.
That's it. We have a Let's Check coming out on Wednesday. So if you want to send us an email, it's thehalalishow@gmail.com. We're all going to post some Gatas a Question on our Instagram. So follow us on there. It's at halalishow. But with that being said, download NordVPN, man. Use our code. If you like the mics that we've been recording remotely for what? How many months now, Reeks? Four?
Four months.
So if you listen to our podcast, if you like our podcast and you've been listening the last 4 months, everything's been recorded with our Elgato Wave 1 microphones, which you can get at like Data Blitz and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it. Go check out 1C Coffee. Go study Axie Infinity. And let's make it happen. This is the year, man. This is our year.
This is the year. This is right? It. Okay.
Extra song. A little shoe.
Bye.
Bye later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.